good many years ago, more than I care to add up. I was a student pastor at my first church. And in that little United Methodist congregation, I had a pretty faithful member with a very un-Methodist name. His name was Tom Collins. Tom was a great guy. And he was a faithful church member. But he ran into some serious difficulties in his business, in his family, and in some legal work that went against him in that area, a real estate deal. And he came to me and said, "Jim," I don't know why he came to me, I was incredibly wet behind the ears, but he did. And he said to me, "Jim," he says, I think of myself as a pretty good Christian. He said, "But in facing all of these difficulties that I'm facing now, I've discovered that I just don't have the resources to deal with all of it at the same time." So I suggested to him that, well, what we ought to do is set aside some time each week when he and I could talk about building resources, spiritual resources, to enable him to handle his difficulties. And over the time that we did that, one of the things that surprised me was that it was this story that Jan just read for you that struck a chord in him. And as we discussed it, he had an aha moment when he said to me, I think I get this parable. He said, when a crucial, critical moment comes in your life, whether it's a crisis like the things that are going on in my life right now, or whether it's a God moment of great joy and happiness, he said, you had better be prepared, because there are some things you just can't borrow, and you never know when such a moment will arrive. There are just some things you can't borrow, and you never know when that moment may arise. I've remembered that phrase all through the years of my ministry, and I was thinking about it as I heard this story again this week and read it and studied it, and I found myself wanting to ask a couple of questions, or I was asking myself a couple of questions, not the least of which was, what are those things that you can't borrow? And I thought of three that I wanted to just offer to you this morning in preparation for coming to communion. I want to suggest to you first that one of the things that you can't borrow is somebody else's familiarity with the good news. Fred Craddock, I told you last week I was going to tell some Craddock stories today. Fred is one of the great preaching professors. He's 83 now and still teaching down in Georgia and Tennessee. He's just a great guy. He tells a story of a time when he went to a funeral in Florida. And, well, you remember the handyman joke about, you know, there's really only two things in this world that you really need. One is duct tape, and the other is WD-40. You remember the joke? It says, if it moves and it's not supposed to, put duct tape on it. If it's supposed to move but doesn't, put WD-40 on it. He said he went to a funeral and saw that joke in action. The minister at the funeral said, I want to read several of the deceased woman's favorite scriptures for you. This was a 90-year-old woman. And he reached and he says, and I want to read it to you out of her Bible. And he picked it up, and there was a Bible that the woman had duct taped together. Silver duct tape, holding it together. It was obvious that this woman had spent much time with her Bible during her life. Let me ask you this question. What does your Bible look like? Have you been spending enough time with it? Second thing I think that you can't borrow is somebody else's prayer sensibilities. Craddock again tells a story about one day he was in his office, and there was a very young teenager, 13, 14, who came in to see him, and they were talking, and she felt comfortable enough to eventually ask a question, and she said, I want to know something. Why do we pray the Lord's Prayer every Sunday in church? And Fred said, I thought I could give her a lengthy answer full of deep spirituality and rooted in a broad base of theology. And he said, but I decided to tell her the truth. He said, I told her, we say it every Sunday in church for practice. We say it every Sunday in church for practice, so that when we really need to pray, we'll know how to do it. You know, during Lent, our worship design team led us through a series of different ways to pray. You remember them? The one I liked the best was when we had the stones here and we all put stones in the bowl. Prayer can be words, it can be activity, it can be silence. And you can do it just about anywhere, can't you? My favorite place to pray, believe it or not, is not necessarily not here in church. Where I have my most effective times of prayer is when I'm driving in my car. Now, I don't mean that I'm praying about the crazy drivers that I'm trying to survive. I mean that I find that to be a quiet time, you know, when I can actually listen for God's word. Where do you pray? How do you pray? Let me ask you this question. Are you practicing enough in your prayer life so that when difficult times hit, you'll know what to do and how to do it? And then I think the other thing I wanted to suggest to you this morning is that another thing that you can't borrow is somebody else's relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't have a Craddock story for this point, but I do have a Mahatma Gandhi story. There was a time once when a Western reporter asked Gandhi what he thought about Christianity and about Jesus. And Gandhi's reply, maybe you've seen it somewhere, Gandhi's reply was, I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians very much. They are so often unlike your Christ. It seems to me that a personal encounter with Jesus Christ should lead to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which should lead to living a Christ-like life. Let me ask this question of you. How's your relationship with Jesus Christ? Is it growing and maturing and developing? If not, is it time to reconnect? Well, hopefully these will be some thoughts that you can mull over for a few moments, and you can bring perhaps your answers to those to the communion table today. You can't borrow somebody else's familiarity with the good news. You can't borrow somebody else's prayer sensibilities. And you can't borrow somebody else's relationship with Jesus Christ. But you can renew yours by sharing in the bread and sharing in the cup today, and then going forth to live it. Let's prepare to receive communion today.